So the Gemara Kiti Bolof, but where's my Shaila? Aliba the Rabbonin. I have a Shaila though according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Tanan. Rabbonin learned Chamisha lo yitroimu. There are five people that they should not take off Trumas and Maisers. The Imtormu, let's say they did take off Trumas and Maisers. The Locheras ain't Trumas and Truma. It's not Chal at all that Truma. If they have no Din Midiraisa to make Trumas and Maisers. Eluhain, these are the five people. A Cherish has no Das Midiraisa. A Shaita has no Das. He's potam in a mitzvah. The cotton, a cotton is potam in a mitzvah. He can't make truma. The atur meshene shaloi. Even if you're a ben das, but if you take off trumas from somebody else's peris, you are not the bailim of the peris. You have no din to take off truma. Truma only the bailim can take off truma. Or else, if the bailim makes a shliach, somebody else do it for him. He makes you a shliach, then you could do it. But without me das balabayis, you're not going to take off truma for the balabos. Vinochri shetorah meshel yisrael. And if a goy takes off trumas and maisers on Yiddish peiris, even if the bailim, the Yisrael, the owner, told the goy, go take off trumas and maisers for you, ain't trumas and truma. The truma is not chal at all. So according to the Rabbonin, a cherish's truma is not chal at all. So Mele, according to the Rabbonin, we have a shayla. If you have a cherish in front of you, and you have a cotton in front of you, which one of the two should you let him carry a kiss home for you on Shabbos?
My.
What?
Why didn't we ask before a shoyta the cotton?
We said before claw, cotton is better, we said. Say give it to a shoyta, that's pita, a shoyta, cotton is better. This is a cherish, not a shoyta. A cherish is, but we spoke out before, a cherish is better than a shoyta. A shoyta is the worst. A cherish is better, a shoyta has more das than a shoyta. A cherish. So Shaila, who's better? We'll soon say, is a cherish or a cotton better? But a shoyta is zikha, he'd give it to a shoyta. He's like out of the picture. That's more my. Le cherish yoyev le should give it to a cherish, why? The cotton also the cloud das. The cotton has the mailah koponim that he will come lechal das. That's why the svar give it to the cherish now, because the cherish will never come lechal das. I deal more the cotton yovle. The other side is now give it to a cotton. The cherish also lachlufi begodol pekeich, because the cherish you could make a mistake. He doesn't look that modno. You may make a mistake that he's a godol pekeich. So if you give it to a cherish, people will think who adin you let to give it to a normal person, which that would be an issue deraisim. Mashal by a shaita, you don't have this gezeira. A shaita, everybody knows he's a shaita, he's nikir, he's a shaita, so people won't come to mistaken. If they see you give it to a shaita, who are then you give it to a normal person? A shaita you don't make mistakes with. Mashenkin a cherish doesn't look that abnormal. So mele a shaita, osla chlufi, come to make a mistake. If you give it to a cherish, maybe you think you'll have to give it to a godel, pikeach. So that's the shaila. This is the shaila. Which one is better? Is it better to give it to a cotton or give it to a cherish? Is Ika the Yamri, some say the cherish yoivle, give it to the cherish. Why? Because since the cotton will have das eventually, he's more choshev. And Ika the Yamri, some say no, the cotton yoivle, give it to a cotton. Why? Because that's where we had. That if you give it to a cherish, people will mistaken you and think you're allowed to give it to a godel also. See Rashi? Aliba the Rabban and the Yamri, lav daitat lusahi. They hold no, that a cherish is das is not 100% clear. Olinian mitzvah sarek cotton. The geit chiyuvim midiraisa a cherish is potem in a mitzvah. Just like a cotton is potem in a mitzvah. V'torim eshene shaloi b'loi rishus. If you make truma on somebody else's peris without the violence rishus, it's not chal the truma. The chesed because the pasuk says tfuah zarecha. It has to be zarecha. It has to belong to you. V'cherish shaita b'cotton. The chesed v'sheyedvenu liboy. If the pasuk says who to make of truma your leiv sheyesh loy leiv lis nadev. Vashash v'shalmi. Mashenk and a cherish shaita v'kotten. Their leiv is their das is not called das midiraisim. They don't have a leiv to make trumas and maisers. Yeah. And by a goy, mashenk if you tell a goy to do it, afilu the bailim tells the goy to take off trumas and maisers, still it's not chal. Afilu b'shus. The shlichus meheches rabbin. How do we know there's a parsha of shlichus? You could tell somebody to do something from you. We learn that from this parsha of truma. Michein terimo gam atim. And we dash in gam l'rabish l'chachem. Just like the bailim to take off truma samaisis, you can make a shliach for you to take off truma samaisis. And we dash in ma'atem b'nei bris. Just like you, the bailim is a Yisrael. You're a b'nei bris. You're a yid. Ash l'chachem b'nei bris. Any shliach to do something for you could only be a Yisrael. But you're not allowed to make a goy a shliach. There's no din shlichus to a goy. A goy is lar bar shlichus. So if we tell the goy to take off truma samaisis for you, it's not chal the truma samaisis. Right. So the Gemara Koponim ain't shom loy nochri, v'loy chamor, v'loy cherish, v'loy shoita, v'loy katon, mai. What's going to be mamish? The person is walking home late Friday, alone? He has nobody with him. There's no goy in sight. There's no chamor. There's no cher shaitan v'kot. Nobody. What should the guy do? He has his wallet here, and we're afraid now if we don't find some eitz of him to be able to get his wallet home safe, we're afraid he's going to come to carry it home on Shabbos. We don't want that to happen. So what other eitzer is there if your mamash left alone and nobody to turn to? What other eitzer do we have for you to be able to get your money, your wallet home safe? So the Gemara, Omer Rebbe Yitzchok, Oid Acheres Hoysa. There was taken another heter. There's another way of carrying it home. That midiraisi, not over any yisurim. It's only an issur derabbanan. And vice versa, v'lo rotzach chom legloisa. Mitchilu derabbanan do not want to be megala tell us this heter. As there is another way to do it, but the rabbanan were afraid to tell us this heter. So Rashi, oyd acheres hoysa takana lekis latiloi. There's another way how to get your kiss home safe on Shabbos. Now the rabbanan didn't want to tell us, didn't want to let us know this heter. So the Gemara asks, "My oyd acheres hoysa, what is this other heter? How you can take it home on Shabbos not to be over nisur deraisa?" He says, "Only be awesome with the rabbanan, but that's not shver. It's the rabbanan's will makel. For their yisurim, the rabbanan will makel gave you a heter. You're allowed to carry it in a life, and you're only awesome with the rabbanan. Today you shouldn't come to be over this nisur deraisa." But what's the heter with the rabbanan? So the Gemara, the answer is, "Moilichai pochus midal damas." There's a heter that midiraisa you're only over nisur if you walk dal damas b'shus rabim. That means you have to pick it up b'shus rabim and walk dal damas and then put it down. What about you pick it up with Shus Rabim and only walk 3 Amos and then put it down? Midiraisa, you didn't do anything. Then you pick it up again and walk another 3 Amos. Midiraisa, again, you didn't do anything. And you keep on going like that. You keep on walking 3 Amos, stop, lofush, then go vaitam. So midiraisa, you potter. But vaitam, the Rabbanan held its osir. The Rabbanan said, midirabbanan, you're not allowed to do this. And the Rabbanan was so machmir in this issam that they didn't even want to tell you this heter. They didn't want to megala this heter for the person that's carrying his wallet home Friday. For the Gemara, why not? We have Myla Rotz Chom Lagloisa. How come the Chom didn't want to megala this heter? Now, the Chur, it's a good heter. Why didn't they want to tell us? So, Drashi, Myla Rotz Lagloisa, Lahalim Divrei Torah. How come the Chom wanted to hold back from us son heter at Torah? So the Gemara, Mishum, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kvoy de Lakim Haster Dover. It's a mole, it's covered for Hashem to hold something back. So Mel Amol, there's a reason the Rabbanan held something back. The Rabbanan see fit to hold back even Chedusha Torah, they're allowed to hold it back. For the Gemara, what was the covered Hashem, like what was so important to hold back this heter, not to tell us such a heter to walk, pochus with Aldamas? And the Gemara, Dilma, Ostil, Asiyo, Aldamas, Meshusa Rabbim. The Rabbanan did not want you to use this heter, even though midiraisa it's a heter, but the Rabbanan were very machmir on this issa. The Rabbanan did not want you to carry something with Shus Rabin, pochus medal damas, because it's very shchiyat, they're afraid you'll come to walk straight dal damas with Shus Rabin. So therefore, this is the last resort. The Rabbanan didn't want to come on to this heter. Yeah. And Tanya, and Enchlam, this heter tag is not brought down here. The only time we had this heter was brought down before was by Kisvi HaKodesh. If you have Svarim, lying Rishus Ram, the Mokim Bizoyin, and you're allowed to pick it up and walk with it, Pokus, Dal Damis, because they had to put it in the Mokim Mishumer, it wouldn't be the Bizoyin. There the Rabbanim will make it. I think here also, La Locha, there's also an Eitzah. If you have no other Eitzah to do, the Maskana, this is the last Eitzah you could do. You could do this Eitzah of walking Pokus, Dal Damis. But it's the last Eitzah, Matkila, don't do this. Because it's very shver, it's a chomedic yisur the rabbanan. Because it's a big zera, maybe you come to walk straight dal damas b'shus rabim. So the Gemara, what? Rabbanan will make on that. Tanya, Reb Lezer Oimer, boy bayoyim gitshu so. On this day, when the rabbanan made the yudches gzeris, gitshu so means they made a lot of gzeris, and it was a good thing. Trashi boy bayoyim gitshu so. The yoyim sheolo lalias Chananya ben Chizkiyo. We had this in the first parak. The gozru yudches dover. That was the time when they made the Yudches Devarim, Yudches Gzeris. V'zu achas mehen. This is one of the Gzeris that they made then. Hoysa k'dermina perakama. Noisen kisil nochri. This din, that you're allowed to give your kiss to a goy, boy v'yem gozru. They made the Gzeris then, v'achelo yilechenu pochus al damas. Now in Atzad, you have nobody, in Atzad, you have somebody there, you have a goy with you, don't carry it yourself home, pochus, but rather give it to the goy. In yesham nochri. If you have a goy, but enechnami, if there's no goy and nobody around, then in fact you could be makel to carry your wallet home with you, pochus and al damas. is Oisai Yoim, that day when they made the Yudches Devorim, Yudches Gzeres, Hirbu Siag LaTorah. They made a lot of Gzeres to Rabbonim. But me the Gedusha. Gedusha means when you fill up like wheat, you put into a cup in a circle, when it fills up, it goes on top, it comes to pyramid on top. That's called Gedusha. It's sticking up on top. In other words, they made a lot, like overflows. It came up. Kedusha. The Yofa Modadu Laharvas Gedav Yisrael. He old was very, Rebbe Lezold was very good. They made so many Xeris. It's good to make Xeris for Klal Yisrael. Yev Yeshua Imenein. Boy Bayoy Mochku So. That day Mochku means you have to smooth it out. Because after you have a pyramid coming up on top, you have to go and wipe them out and smooth it up. Because he holds they made too many Xeris. You make too many Xeris, it's no good already. You'll be Mavato the first Xeris also. So Rashi Mochku saw that me the Mechuka Madadu Boy Bayoyim Shehirbu Ligza Yaisi Midari. They made too many Gzeres that day. Ve'nechoyvam Lamad Gzerosim. Too much is no good. You can't be Mekayim all of them. Ve'meteich Kach. And since you made too many, is Oivrim Al Divrei Torah. They won't listen to the Gzeres and they'll be over even on Yisi Deraisa. Nim says Midosim Mechuka. By doing that, you're wiping out your midi, like smoothing it out. The poem. That's called Mechuka. It would have been better just to make a little bit gzeres, and not to have to smooth it out and wipe away the gzeres. That was if Yeshua saying. Moratanya, Moshe the Rebbe Leza, his Moshe was it was good to make so many gzeres. What is his doima to? What's the Moshe? Lekupa Malaya Kishurim. You have a basket full of cucumbers. Is Adam nice to take a chardom? You could pour inside it now some mustard seeds, a small mustard seeds. Vi machzekis, and it's very good. And since the cucumbers take up a lot of space, a lot of holes in between, so you put in now some mustard seeds, they'll fill up the holes. Very good, Adarabba. Hey, the more gzeres you make, the more you'll be mekayim, the yikka din toyer. Trashi vi machzekis. The mustard seeds fall in between the cucumbers. Afkan, yofa tikno vasifu dobra maskayim. The more gzeres you make, the more you'll be mekayim the divrei Torah. It's a very good zach. Thus out of Yeshua. Thus out of Rabbi Eliezer. Fight the moshul, the Rabbi Yeshua, lama dover doimer. What's the moshul according to Rabbi Yeshua that he holds they made too many gzeres? Doimel areva maleva dvash. Like you have a pot full of honey. What's going to be? You have a pot of honey full to the top, and now you throw inside it some pomegranates and some nuts. Vimakia, it spits it out. That's what happens to it. Trash vimakia said vash. By putting in too much now, it's just going to overflow the honey. She borishin that came there first. It's not so nice. Is now fatal. The same thing these gzeris. Aidei gzerosam. Since she made too many gzeris. Gormu lavor. You are going them to be over nisim midiraisim maybe. Teshema lo yamin es. Layam, what do you mean? The Shem Layam is an Achri. Maybe the Yisrael won't trust the guy. The Haim Layatiru Lalicha Pachas Pachas Miyabamis. Is the Inamamid Atsumay Amamaynoin? The Yosla Suya Dalad Amis. In other words, what happens now? The Rabbanan said, in the case you're walking with a guy, you should know you have no heter to walk yourself with your money. Pachas Pachas Miyabamid Amis. The Rabbanan said, that's awesome. The only heter you have is to give it to a guy. So he holds that wasn't a good Gezerah. Because what's going to be if this guy is a big crook? And you don't trust him. So the Yisrael for sure will not give his money to the guy. He'd rather leave it, do something with it, rather give it to the guy. So in such a case where he doesn't trust the guy, what's going to be? Well, should be afraid that the Yisrael himself will come and carry home straight Dal Damas B'Shus Rabin. So Mel Yeshua holds it would have been better if you didn't make this Gezerah. It would have been better if right away you would have let him walk Pachas Pachas with Dal Damas. Then we know for sure he wouldn't be over Nisa the Raisam. That would have been better. But now that you're saying you have, when you have a guy with you, you have no heter yourself to carry it. You would have to give it to him. That's not such a good answer. Sometimes people won't want to give it to the guy. Right. Omama. Any Moinochri, the Mishnah says again, or we learned before in the Brayson, any Moinochri. Hey, if you don't have any Goy, because if there is a Goy, the Mishnah says that's the best Eitzah. The best Eitzah is to give it to the Goy, let him carry it home for you. On the tzad there's no Goy, then the next Eitzah is Manichu ala Chamor. Put it on top of your donkey, and let him carry it home for you. For the Gemara, the Kasha, for Haloi Mechamer. Lechur, if you put it on top of your chamor, and your chamor carries it home for you, it's like two Yisurim now. The chamor is called an Issa Mechamer. It's called you're doing a malacha with the guy. For Achmona, the Torah says, Loisasa ko malacha ato vehentucho. Paul says, don't do any malacha, you and your behemah. And we darshin, what's called the malacha you're doing with your behemah? That's called Mechamer. Mechamer means if on your behemah there's some bundles. You have some bundles on top of your behemoth, and you call your behemoth. You make your behemoth walk towards you, so you're causing your behemoth to carry something for you. That's Nitzer of Mechamer. So here, what's the Yetzer? To put your kiss, to put your wallet on top of your chamor, and then your chamor carries it home for you. It's a Nitzer Yiraisa. You're doing a malacha with your behemoth. So Drashi, Va'aloi Mechamer, Manik Chamor Tuna Kori Mechamer. If you lead, you lead your animal that has weight, has some tuna, is carrying some stuff on top of him, that's called mechamer. Rachman Omer, the Torah says, Lo yisasa ko melocha ato v'hemtecho. Now we dashin, v'yezeo stam melocha ho asuya, ayidei shneim. What's called stam melocha that's being done between you and your behemoth together? How do you do melocha together, you and your behemoth? Zuhi, this is the case, she tuna, that the behemoth is carrying some weight on top of him. Vu mechamer, and you're leading it. If you cause your behemoth to move with weight on top of him, that's called mechamer. So here, if you put your kiss on top of your behemoth, it's lamish and the reiser. So why does the Mishnah say that's a good eiser? And to the Gemara, Omer Rav Ada Barava, Menichi Oleh Kishim Aleches. You know what the eiser is? You have to make sure your chamor is moving first. While he's moving, then you put your kiss on top of him. Now the side is that what does it mean the chamor is doing a malacha? The malacha here is the malacha saitzor. Now just like a person, when is a person chay from malacha saitzor? If you pick something up, you have to make an akira, and then you have to make an anocha. Who adin by a chamor? Hey, so if you put something on top of the chamor, and the chamor stays still, is standing still, then he starts to move because of you, that's considered the chamor is making an akira. And then later, when the chamor stops, it's called the chamor made hanocham. Then you're over the yisra mechamer. It's called the behema did a malacha with you. But let's say here the eitzer is when the chamor is moving. Now go put a chepes on top of him. The chamor never made an akira. The chamor himself didn't make it, pick it up from the makamunach. He didn't pick it up. You're picking it up. You're picking it up and putting it on top of the chamor. The chamor himself is moving. The same thing by a person. If a person is moving and somebody puts an object on top of the person, there's nothing being done. The person is not making the akira now because the person didn't pick it up from the wakamunach. An akira means first it's resting in a place and you go and pick it up. There's alacha, hanachas, gufay, kanachas, chayfas, dummy. If you're standing still and something is on top of you, or the chamor, if the chamor is standing still and then he starts to move the chamor, it's also considered like he made an akira. Since he was first standing still, obliged like a smunach on the karka, the weight on him is on the ground. Now when he starts to move, it's called he made the akira. But here, if the behemer is moving, and while he's moving, I put something on top of him, he didn't do any akira. The chamor didn't do any akira, so therefore no malach is being done.
Aren't we talking
this? We'll talk. This is the eighth. You do this on Friday, okay? You do it while he's moving. You're right. Okay, you're right. If you've done on Friday, you will need this eighth. You're right. The chur this eighth, even to be done on Shabbos, also is an eighth. Even if you see when you're walking home now Friday, it's late. It's Shabbos already. You also have this eighth. And you're right. If it's done on Friday before Shabbos, you won't need this Eitzah. You could put it on him, and Avi started to move before Shabbos, that would also be the Eitzah. But this is an Eitzah even for Shabbos itself. Zrashi, Menicho Leh Kishim Aleches, Leyacha Shenek Aleches. After the Chamar started to walk, the Lav Akiri, it's not called Nakiri anymore, Kediyama Perakama, Gabeyatina Chaveroi, Oichle Namashkin. If somebody put on top of you food, Kivan the Yodim Loy Mechayibo, since the person now moves, goes out with this, he's Potter, Chatis, Ki Agavna Kan Mutter. In such a case here, it's Mutter. Dochanami Moloch Ksiv. When the Torah says, don't do a Moloch, Vatel Asasa Moloch Atu Ventachon. Don't do a Moloch with your behemoth. For Ho Lav Molochi. Since the behemoth is not doing an Akira, it's not called a Moloch. Weiter. So the answer is, Menich Oleh Kishim Aleches. While he's going, the chamor mastam stops to be mashed in mayim. Then when he goes weiter, lechura now, since he was munach, he rested. When he starts to walk now weiter on Shabbos, he's making an akira on Shabbos. The anocha, later when he stops, he's making an anocha. So lechura shver, how could you be mad at this? Lechura weiter, being over this mechamer. The Teretz is, Kishi Maleches Manicholeh. Inachnam, you have to be alert. You first put your kiss, you first put your wallet on top of the chamor when the chamor is already walking. Kishi Yamedis. And when you see your chamor is about to stop, Enachlami, you have to take it off him right before he stops. And Enachlami, then after he gets finished, matul the glolim, then when he starts moving again, you put it back on top of him. Good. What do you have to come on to head to daf kutur chamor for? Such an hechet tim says mut to do it with young friend, with another god, with another Yisrael. Have a friend there that let your friend start walking first, and then you put the kiss on top of your friend. So your friend never made an akira, and then before your friend stops, you take it off him. He never made hanocha. So what do you have to come on to chamor for? If divorce is just done, there's no yisad iraisa. It's only yisad rabbonin. So with your friend, you also have hechatimsa that there's no yisad iraisa. So what do you have to come on to chamor for? What's the difference to chamor or your own friend? He's both of them, if they're making a kiri banocha, there's no yisad iraisa. He's both of them, if they don't do a kiri banocha, there's no yisad iraisa. So what's the mile of your chamor over a friend? And for the Gemara... We're going now, it's awesome. No, we're going now, as we've said. Kozman, there's a guy there, it's awesome to go Pachas Pachas Daladamis. The only time you have had to Pachas Pachas where there's no other Eitzah, nobody's around. But Kozman, there's a guy, that was one of the Yuchas Devorim. But Kozman, there's a guy, or a Chamor, or somebody else, you're not allowed to walk Pachas Pachas. If it's Afka, you have to give it to them. So the Shiloh is now, my Nafkamina, giving on the Chamor, put it on somebody else also, on your Chavar. And the Gemara, the Chal is like this. Amar Papa. Something that you yourself would do it, to be a chayiv chatis, so giving to your chaver, I'll call upon him as an issim of the rabbonin. So now to give it to your chaver, to carry out like this, I'll call upon him as an issim of the rabbonin. Mashenkin, kol shechaveroi potel avrosa. Something that you do on your chaver, there's only an issim of the rabbonin, v'chamoroi mutl chathilo. That's enough, Kamina. To do this oifen on a chamor, the rabbonin never made exer mitchilo. So that's why it's better to put it on the chamor. There's no issim with the rabbonin. Mashenke, to put it on top of your friend. On your friend, there is a kopanim issim with the rabbonin. Some of the rabbonin, that's why you shouldn't do it. That's why it's better to put it on top of the chamor than to put it on top of your friend. Right. Omer Rav Ada Barava. Hoysa chavilosoi munochas lo yak seifoi. Let's say somebody is carrying. He has chavilosoi, all his bundles is on top of him. So Drashi. Somebody's walking Friday home and he has a lot of bundles on his shoulders. The kiddush olav hayoyim. And while he's walking, he didn't realize it became Shabbos. What's the eitzah now? There's an eitzah of rots tachteo ashimigila beisayim. He should start running right now and run home. That's the eitzah. Drashi rots tachteo means v'chol kamad lo yomad lofush. Kozman, he didn't stop to rest. Ain't kind akira liyisa. There's no isra akira. Samel, the eitzah is continue walking and run home. The Gemara says, Dafkirot, they're only makel if you run. Avokoli koli, if you're going to walk normal, loy. To walk home normally, the Rabbanon weren't makel. Why? My time on. Kivan les leha kera, osil never akira vanochem. We're afraid if you're going to walk home normal, we're afraid when you're walking home, you'll forget, and you'll stop on the derech. And then if you stop for a second, so when you start walking again, you're making an akira, that'll be an issue to write some. Mashenker, if the hefter is only when you're running, so you're going to have a heker that it's Shabbos now, I'm not allowed to stop, so we're not afraid you'll stop, you'll run straight home. Trashi, koli, koli, mat, mat, klei, me, benachas. To walk home normal, that's awesome. It's only mutter to run. For the Gemara, kol ponim, soif, soif, even you're telling him he could run now, is of a kimotla beisoy, when he's going to reach his house, ef should loy koi purto. He's going to have to first, like, to open the door, take out the keys, and open the door, he's going to have to first stop. So when he stops in front of his house, he's like going to be taking it in. When he stops in the outside, it's called he stopped in Rishus Rabin. So he made like an Akira. Now when he picks himself up and goes inside his house, it's called an Akira from Rishus Rabin, bringing the Chayfas into Rishus Yochid. So that should be Yosser. So what's the answer to run home? How does he get it inside his house though? The Teretz is that you are a Dezorak like Kalachayan. For this, the Rabbana will make all if when you get home, right before you reach your door, before you stop, don't stop first to open up the door, but the Eitzer is Zorakle. Throw it off you Kalachayad, which is on an Issim of the Rabbanan. You're doing with the Shinui. So while you're doing with the Shinui, here the Rabbanan will make it. So Drashi, Lemevet Akira Vanocha, Kloimar, Tezimnin de Koi Valabadaitoi, Avrots Hekere Iko. That's why the Rabbanan said only you're allowed to do it if you run, but without running you're not allowed to. Kalachayad, Shaloi Kedera Zrika. The Eitzer is throw it off you Kalachayad. Throw it off your back, backwards though. It's normal, you take something off your back, you take it off you, and you put it down. If you take it off, kalacha yad, that's the eighth rabbanu will make all, since you're in a case here.
So the Rabbanu will make it to throw it off Kalachia. Now Lamais, what the Bisna Gator is, this is the Eitz usually tell you to do if you find yourself walking out to something in the streets on Shabbos. You're walking down the street and you realize you have something in your pocket. Famous Shiloh, what should you do? The Zom say the best Eitz is to walk, if you didn't stop yet, you left your house and you walked outside and you didn't stop anywhere yet, the best Eitz would be is walk straight home again without stopping. Because you've never stopped outside, so B'chal, you didn't do anything. Like the first Akira from your house was to go outside, but you didn't stop anywhere outside, you came right back in again. That's the way it'd be Mavato, the first Akira. But I'm all that's a Shver Eitz, because you can never tell, maybe while you're walking on, you're going to have a red light, you're going to forget and have to stop, and once you stop 1 second, you're finished. That's called, you made Akira then. So the other Eitz is to look for Mokum Ptur. Put it down on the Mokum Ptur, that would also be an Eitz.
Fire hydrant?
If it's 10 tefachim off the ground, it has to be at least 40 inches off the ground. Because it's a shaila in a karmelis, a shaila mokum ptur in a karmelis. If it's less than dalet than you tefachim, it's bot to the karmelis. But the other race, it's not so easy to find the mokum ptur. If you find the mokum ptur in a chlami, put it there. The other race is our gemara here. The other race, if you find you have something in the pocket, throw it out of your pocket kalachiyad. That's another race. But inside here, like just empty out your pocket like this, do a kalachiyad, do some type of machinery that the chayfut should fall out of your pocket. Like this eitz of the Gemara here. That's another eitz. When you're stuck, Rabban will make you, will make for you to throw it out, kalachayat.
But it's still a question like kis.
So?
So then you have to rely, and you know, Mustafa, you have to get the stuff, then you have to go kachos, kachos, dalar amas.
Not talking about that now. Not.
No, I'm telling you, on Shabbos you're walking, you still have your wallet in your pocket.
You don't have any hetter for that. There's only bazundra hetter here, the chur of, I don't know, for Misha Hechshech. I don't know about on Shabbos today, because I'm not sure. For on Shabbos, good, you have to set. Right. If somebody is mechamer after his behemer on Shabbos, you should know b'shoigig chayiv chatis b'nezid chayiv skila. Because we don't hold like this. Rami Bachom holds that's mamash and nisid raisa that you chayiv skila for. He says it's a chomadik yisra on Shabbos. If you do mulach with your behemer, in the case where your behemer is carrying something and he's resting, and you make him move now, you make him make the akira and the anochi b'shus rabin, yichayev skila. My timer, or my rov of the yom akura, the posik says, loisaso ko mulacho ato vehemtecho, is behemtoi dumya dididay, your behemer dumya like you. But the same way you do a malach on Shabbos, the chayiv skilo, who was in if you do a malach with your behemah? Mahu, just like if you do a malach, b'shoigi chayiv chatis, b'meizid chayiv skilom, af behemtoi. Who was in when your person does a malach with his behemah? That's the way you do a malach with your behemah, by you calling the behemah, you make the behemah make the akira nanochem. Is nami, b'shoigi chayiv chatis, b'meizid chayiv skilom. That imam is chayiv skilo if you do a b'meizid. Oh my Rav, Rava says, stay true with the dove. I have two kashas on you. Chod, the Torah says, Ichsiv. Torah achas yulachem. Lasois loisei bishkogo va'nefesh ashatasa biyad roma. This is the passage that says by Avoy Dezorah, that if you do a chet, Avoy Dezorah, v'shoigig, yichai v'korban. We had before, hukshu kol ha-Torah kula le'Avoy Dezorah. The whole Torah is hukush to the halachas of Avoy Dezorah. Ma Avoy Dezorah, the Yavid Maisa Begufoy, that you yourself didn't Avoy Dezorah, you did a Maisa Begufoy. That's when yichai chatis. Hochinami, who are din on Shabbos to say Yechayiv Chatis, are the Yavid Maisa Begufoy. It's only if you yourself did a malacha. Over here, you didn't do the malacha, just you caused the goat, you caused your behemoth to do a malacha. For that, you wouldn't be chayiv a korban. For Yoitznan, also we learned, Ha-Machal Lesa Shabbos, V'Dovah Shechayovim Ha-Shirvosa Chatis, V'Yazdoinu Eskilah.